Hacker Public Radio newscast. Hi, Hacker Public Radio listeners, and welcome to a short episode on things happening in and around the Linux and open source community. I'm your host, Phoenix. If you haven't heard through the usual community jungle drums, Ubuntu has named the next planned release of its ever-popular distribution. Version 9.10 will be named Karmic Koala. Mark Shuttleworth announced this week, Karmic Koala will be released in October of 2009. And for any of you that are unsure about Ubuntu's version numbering, it works this way. The year makes the first part of the number, and the month makes the second part of the version number. Hence, 2009 makes the 9, and October makes the 10. With promises of cloud computing being supported, this should be a very interesting release. Also, over in the UK, a petition has been launched over at petitions.number10.gov.uk, asking the Prime Minister to look at adopting free and open source operating systems in UK schools. The petition states the following: the only backed or recommended operating systems for schools is Microsoft Windows, but there are several reasons why this is not the best choice for use in an education environment. Firstly, the vast majority of malware exists for Windows. Secondly, the cost of a Windows computer may prevent some learners from having one at home, which is compatible with the ones they use at school. Thirdly, Windows restricts the user's choice of settings as languages and characters supported based on an edition brought. Finally, Windows is not designed for education. For those reasons, it's believed that the primary OS used in school should be a free and open source alternative. Many operating systems that are more secure than Windows are available, although there is currently only one specifically designed for education. Many of these systems are Linux-based, and so there are alternatives to many Windows software available, and where there is not, it is even possible to run Windows applications. If any UK citizen is wishing to read up or sign the petition, then the URL is http://petitions.number10.gov.uk/non-MS schools. And finally, our very own Special 33 got his first ever hate mail. Congratulations, dude, we're ever so proud. It's with regards to his HPR 299 episode, which I think is starting to become quite infamous on Twitter. I'll link to his blog post in the show notes. I'd also like to finish up with events. If any listener wants their user groups, meetings or events to be mentioned, then drop me a line and I'll read them at the end. You can catch me at Phoenix, thelinuxsociety.org.uk. That's Phoenix at thelinuxsociety.org.uk. Same goes if there's a story or anything you want mentioned. So as this is the first show, the only events that I have for you are the local to my community here in Dundee, Scotland. On Thursday, 26th of February, Mr. Robert Swifty Lady Moon will be talking about Squid at the University of Abertay Dundee Linux Society at 7 p.m. The talk is open to everyone and details can be found at thelinuxsociety.org.uk/content/squid-robert-swifty-ladymoon. Also at the Linux Society, Gavin Hendry will be giving his talk about OpenL DAP replication strategies. More information on that talk can be found at thelinuxsociety.org.uk/content/Gavin-Henry-OpenL DAP-replication-strategies. That's all, folks. My show notes will be released at thelinuxsociety.org.uk and on HPR as a comment with this episode. Please feel free to drop me a line, or you can grab me on Twitter. You'll find me on Twitter under the username Phoenix, which I've spelled F1NUX. That's F1NUX. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you the next time.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.